They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not.
What's up, y'all? My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My special guest host this half hour, Tom Paulsiewicz. We want to hear from you. There's just been so much that's gone on over the last just handful of days. We want to hear from you. How are you doing? What do you think about all these things? 855-752-4842. We got Cindy from Appleton weighing in on the craziness of these implications from all sorts of folks from the magosphere saying that women should just vote what their husbands want. Cindy, what are your thoughts?
Oh my God. That to me is just like, really? But my question is, what happened if it's the man who's the stay-at-home, quote-unquote, yeah, mom, and the female is the primary breadwinner? Then how's that going to work?
Yeah, it, like, does their head, I mean, do they just sort of, like, implode? I don't know if many of these guys are in those kinds of relationships, Tom. What do you think?
Yeah, those are not, well, I don't think they're allowed by their religion or, yeah, they're not willing to even think about that's a possibility. Yet it's very common. It happens all the time.
More and more these days. I mean, Pastor Joel Webben, I don't know if he even... Yeah, that would not be a thing. We played sound earlier this week about, like, women need to be quiet and soft-spoken. Yes. I think that would probably include, like, don't earn more money than your husband, because that might undermine him. And we need a united household under the male patriarch's leadership.
Fragile male ego.
You said it, my friend! We've got some more sound coming up here. I wanted to play this because there's been a whole heck of a lot of hubbub dealing with the word garbage. And I just wanted to remind everybody and ask you all what you think about this. There's a guy who is the connoisseur of garbage, the grouch of garbage, the gobbler of garbage, the spewer of garbage. It is constantly garbage, garbage, garbage. And that person's name is Donald Trump. Let's take a listen to cut number three.
And it's not her. It's the people that surround her. They're scum. They're scum. And they want to take down our country. They are absolute garbage.
You total piece of garbage.
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 You're talking about garbage.
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 Garbage. Talking about garbage.
I'd love to be nice, but I'm dealing against real garbage.
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 Can I use the word garbage?
Garbage.
Garbage.
She's a scum. She's garbage.
This scum. This garbage.
Pile of garbage.
First time I've ever said garbage.
A garbage can.
We're like a garbage can.
Garbage can. Garbage can for the rest of the world. We're a garbage can.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
Garbage. It's 45 seconds long.
Yes. Of how many different cuts? And then, you know, the interesting thing, and this is what I think he's become a master at, is he says these things day in and day out. But if his opponent says it, they're as bad or worse than him because they've said it.
It's I've called it the gaslighting of America. It's constant psychological projection. It is right out of the Joseph Goebbels handbook, which is accuse your opponents of the things that you're doing until it becomes accepted that that's actually what's happening. Listen, Donald Trump, the king of the garbage dump. It's just, that's his language. That is this guy's vernacular. And you throw one bar back and it's like, oh my goodness, the sky is falling. Michaela from West Bend texting in, what century does Charlie Kirk live in? Women are humans. Thank you, Michaela. And their identity is not derived from their husbands. That is clearly not what J.D. Vance, the Theo Bros, Charlie Kirk, Joel Webben, and Megyn Kelly sat there like nodding along. while Charlie Kirk said that. Really shocking.
Yep. Megyn Kelly, right.
Yeah. Who,
when you think about what her position is and how much money she makes and everything else, is definitely not on board with that idea, but agrees with it in order to keep getting paid.
Well, and wasn't Megyn Kelly one of the women that was pretty brutally sexually harassed by Roger Ailes?
Yes.
She was.
If you've read the story.
Yep. I mean, at least allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
It's a lot. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you say what this afternoon, friend?
Well, I might be getting a little extreme here, but Charlie Kirk should probably be gelded because we don't need that in the gene pool. Maybe that's being extreme, but I just...
That is definitely being extreme, Mark. Extreme, you've hit it right on there. Yes.
It is just disgusting that that a man is actually coming out and saying, and people are accepting it. He's not being, that he wasn't just didn't cut him off right there.
Well, Charlie Kirk has, I mean, he invented the cottage industry of MAGA Christian nationalist extremism, right? He's the founder of Turning Pack Action Committee. He's made himself extremely famous and very wealthy by peddling this sort of sexist, racist garbage for the last, I don't know, 8+ years. I mean, that's
probably close to 10. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
It's nearing a decade. And
but here's the thing: he's not the only one, though.
There are
a ton of these bros out there who are constantly peddling this idea of this, you know, toxic male syndrome or whatever you want to call it. And it to me, it's, you know, it comes back to the fragile Mayo ego and how we bring people up in our society right now. And are we being honest and truthful with everybody that we're bringing through the school system and as parents and helping them understand that everybody has the same rights as you do?
And should.
Instead of inferring that they don't.
Right. Thanks for that, Tom. And I this entire discussion and the women need to be quieter and subservient, it's really struck a chord for me because I know you'll be shocked to hear that since I popped out of my incredible 82-year-old mother's womb, I've had a lot to say and generally said it pretty strongly throughout my entire life. And much of my upbringing, to some degree, I heard from a lot of different places. Shh.
Yes.
You need to be quieter. Don't talk now. Not your place.
It's
don't
your
say
place.
That. Yep. So when we come back, I'm really excited. We're going to bring on president of Trek Bicycles, John Burke. We're going to talk about who he's voting for and why. He's an independent. He's an author. He's a global businessman. Can't wait to talk to John. And folks, if you're into Hollywood, I got quite the interview this afternoon.
Oh, boy.
Sarah Jessica Parker interviewing in the 350 slot. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by